Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 34. Our drop date is Thursday, August 20th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have?
We've got Tyler Payne.
Tyler, welcome to the show. It is great having you here.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, we had the privilege of seeing you recently perform at the Country on the River Festival that Al Garcia and the folks from Michigan Country Entertainment put on, and thoroughly enjoyed your performance. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. It was a really, really cool venue. It was kind of too bad we couldn't do it outside, but hey, you know, a little bit of rain didn't stop us.
No, it did not. And we had an enthusiastic crowd in there, which was a lot of fun as well. But you brought up a couple of things while you were on stage. Michigan is not necessarily going to be your home in the near future. You've got some big things happening.
I do. I mean, Michigan will always be my home. That's where I'm from. But yeah, my wife and I are headed down to Roanoke, Virginia here actually August 14th. So pretty soon.
Fantastic. So when this show airs, you're already going to be gone.
Yep, I'll be listening from Virginia.
All right. Fantastic. You know, one of the things that we really came away from after hearing your live performance, your music is very fresh. It's very different from a lot of what folks, I think, would think traditional country, and it has a purpose. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit, and you talked about that a little bit on stage while you were there. Can you tell us a little bit about the meaning behind what you're doing?
Sure. I mean, I feel like music is a really powerful tool. And, you know, for those of us who have been blessed to have that as a gift, you know, I believe that we can use that. In my opinion, there's a place for any type of song, but I always kind of lean towards, you know, truth in the words and something that is going to move somebody a certain way. And really, a lot of times it's cathartic for myself. So mm-hmm. I guess that's what I lean into a little bit more than not.
From the stage, when you're playing these songs that have that kind of meaning and that kind of effect on folks, does that enhance your performance? Do you feel that when you're there on the stage?
Absolutely. It's always... there is a special feeling, a connection you can get when you really pay attention to, you know, see people leaning in or really bending their ear. It's a little different than playing, you know, something that is just about drinking or partying or something. Yeah. But something that hits the soul, I think. It's a nice feeling.
What is it that's kind of influenced you to write that kind of music? Was there an event? Was there something that happened that I'm not going to write the songs about the Jack Daniels at the bar. I'm going to write the songs that have the meaning.
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't drink or anything like that. So I guess that's mostly why I wouldn't sing about, mm-hmm. it. You know, I grew up from humble beginnings and, you know, poor family and not having much. And I, obviously that would shape kind of the way I look at the world a little bit differently than some other people. And that's just where my mind goes, I guess, when I'm writing. You know, I'm thinking about deeper meaning and searching for something that, you know, other people might be searching for too.
Well, your songs definitely have an effect, and the purpose is there, and you can hear it. And I know we were deeply moved listening to you live there, and I know a number of the folks around us. It was interesting to me the setup that they had folks for this, having to move it indoors because of the weather, was really in it. Well, it's the old farmers market in Lansing, and a whole host of restaurants and so forth that were in there. And when Tyler took the stage and a few lines into that very first song, there was a quiet that came over, and all of a sudden folks were really paying attention, and you had them drawn in throughout your entire set. It was impressive to see.
Thank you. I was a little hesitant about playing a fully original set, but I felt like it was a good, it was a good opportunity to get some of my stuff out there. So,
well, and I love that you explained it too, that you told folks, these are my original songs. This is who I am. And I thought that had a great effect as well. I was taking notes on my phone, knowing we were going to have this.
Jeff. He's taking notes and everyone's going like this.
But knowing we had this conversation coming up and you were talking about some of the songs, and this first one that we have queued up is one of the ones that I put on my phone and thinking, I really hope he wants to do this on the show. Okay. This is what life's about. Would you tell us a little bit about the backstory on this one?
Yeah, I wrote this song when I was living out in New England. I lived in Boston for a couple of years, and you go out there and you have people all around you, and you're crammed into tiny trains and buses, and you would think that being that close to people, there would be a deeper connection. And I think it has the opposite effect. So you look everywhere and you can see people are struggling or they're lonely, but everybody has their headphones in, nobody's talking to anybody, and they're just in their own little bubble. And then I wrote that right after COVID shut everything down.
Oh.
So I think it was a time where everybody is yearning for connection, you know, and social media doesn't do it. TV doesn't do it. You really just got to, you know, connect with each other. That's what life is about.
Knowing that, knowing the backstory, and in particular the timing on all of this, folks, give this one a listen. Tyler Payne, What Life's About.
Open your eyes. Tell me, what do you see? Do you see the sunshine? Do you see a TV screen? Are you watching the news? All the negativity. It's no wonder everybody so unhappy. That's not what life is all about. Open your mind, tell me, what do you think? When was the last time you really used your brain? Do you open up your phone, search the internet, finding to life at your fingertips? That's not what life is all about. Now, that's not what life's about. Soul, tell me, what do you feel? Are you disconnected from what is real? All the social media playing tricks on our hearts. You could have a million followers, but that's not what true friends are. That's not what life is all about. That's what life is all about.
Sir, what life's about. That's Tyler Payne. Tyler, I think if there is a song that could save a generation, this might be it. You have a line in there that just hit me. It hit me hard when I heard you sing it live, and it hits me equally hard here. And that's it. Just really use your brain. And I think we have gotten to, and here's C. Willie's social rant, but I think we've gotten to that point. And you pointed out in this song that we're so plugged in to everything else except communicating with each other.
Yep.
That's it's deep and it's important. And thank you for writing that.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back on the other side and talk a little bit about the creative process with Tyler Payne.
Sconi golf shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Tyler Payne. Tyler, you talked about the fact you lived in Boston, and the last song that we heard, What Life's About, is kind of based on that experience. You are now in Virginia. You have moved around. You've seen a lot of the different parts of the country. Does that influence how you write?
Sure, I think so. I mean, I grew up in a really small town in Michigan, and I guess I knew probably from since I was a teenager that I wasn't going to stick around long. But with all the traveling and stuff that I've done, I feel like I always find meaning in my surroundings and the natural world. A lot of my songs kind of lean into, you know, nature and trees, I guess country type stuff. But everywhere I go, that's what I'm looking for. So I think my time in New England, and I was in upstate New York for a little while as well, and now Virginia, I'll continue to find those things.
Absolutely. It kind of gives you different elements that I'm sure you can incorporate. What does it look like when you're actually doing your writing? Is it a situation where it's the tune first and then the lyrics? Is it a theme? What does the creative process look like for you?
It's kind of been changing a little bit lately. Historically, I kind of would just sit down and whatever came out, came out. I would just write everything at once, the melody, the guitar parts, and the vocals, lyrics and all that at one time. But lately I've been leaning a little bit more into, writing lyrics first and then finding a melody for it. And I don't know if that's helped me to, formulate my ideas a little bit better. But honestly, usually it starts with something real small, like a one line type thing. And then that'll give me inspiration and I can just sit down and it just spills out.
Are you a single project at a time, single song at a time writer, or do you have many going on at the same time?
Usually, and this is, I guess, just my personality. Once I start writing one, I will obsess over it until it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that takes an hour. Sometimes it takes a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. But I won't be able to get it out of my head until I have completed it.
You bet. You bet. No, it's interesting. We've heard that from a number of performers too, it's very tunnel vision on that project.
Yeah, there's chaos going on and the chaos won't stop.
Yeah.
Until it's complete.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, the second one that we've got queued up here is Nothing in This World, and another great tune. Talk to us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, this one I wrote quite a while ago. I believe probably right before I moved away from Michigan. So, gosh, this would have been, I don't know, 11 years ago or something, maybe longer. I wrote it for my wife, and there's some lines in there. Somebody, I won't mention any names, but somebody close to me told me that, most things in life just don't work out. And life is just a struggle. And I hope that you and Sarah work out, but time changes all things. And I don't know, I guess that was profound, just not in a good way.
Sure. And,
that my wife and I have been together for 15 years now. So I feel like things are going pretty good. And yeah, this is just one of those songs I wrote for her. I think I've probably written her 50 songs, maybe more. And this one stood the test of time for me, because a lot of songs, you write and then you just never play them again. But this one always stays in the repertoire.
So what does she think though when you first presented it to her, and then and now 15 years later, or when you wrote it, what does she think about it now?
Well, I don't know. She's probably heard it a couple hundred times. But this actually, so I've done some recording projects in the past, just like basement type recording, but this was the first song that I ever fully produced in the studio. So I was just over the moon about listening to my song fully produced. And I was really excited to get this one out. And I would assume when I first played it for her all those years ago, she was pretty fired up that I was able to do that, and then hopefully it still has that effect on her all these years later.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We'll find out.
Wonderful to share that. Thank you so much. This is Nothing in This World from Tyler Payne.
Don't mean that I can't sing along. The road to life might get a little bumpy. That don't mean that we can't keep driving on. They say that life brings all kinds of struggle. That don't mean anything at all. This is God's honest truth. There really ain't nothing that I love more than you. Let me spell out the words for you. I'll even write 'em down if you want me to. There really ain't nothing in this world that I wouldn't do for you. Other. That don't mean I won't love you more every day. My vision might get a little bit hazy. That don't mean the sight of you won't blow me away. They say that time takes a toll on everything, but I can't see it change the way that I feel about you. They say that love, it seems to fade away. My love is here to stay. Now that's the truth. Let me tell you something. This is God's honest truth. There really ain't nothing that I love more than you.
say it again. Let me tell you something. This is God's honest truth.
Yes, sir. Tyler Payne's "Nothing in This World," and so now you've saved a generation with "What Life's About," and now you've written the ultimate love song with "Nothing in This World." So, I think you're on a roll, sir.
thank you.
Great tune, great tune. Hey, folks, we're having some fun with Tyler Payne. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hey, Quarter Peep, what's with all the packages that have been hitting the front porch these past couple of weeks?
Well, I was hoping you hadn't noticed, but they're my new workout wear from Wear Playground.
Well, I knew you'd been up in your workout game, and I was just thinking the other day how good you looked in those jump track leggings.
Jeez. You know, I am loving them because they're stylish, supportive, and they perform. From leggings to bike shorts, tanks, tees, and sweats, Wear Playground will elevate your workout game too. And if you order using the promo code VCS, you'll get an additional 20% off your order. So, hey, check them out at wearplayground.com. And don't forget the promo code VCS.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Tyler Payne, the new Virginian. He has just made a big move. We were fortunate enough to see him play a live performance in near our hometown here recently, and really fell in love with his music. We're honored to have you here tonight, sir. There are a number of folks that are going to be hearing these songs and want to know how to get in touch with you. What's the best way to find your music and find out where you're going and what you're going to be doing?
Sure. Yeah, I'm on all the, you know, all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram. I kind of do TikTok, but not really. And then in terms of the songs, you can find, I got 4 songs out right now on all your streaming platforms. Wherever you listen to music, you can get those. And then I'm about to release probably near the beginning of September, a 6-song. Originally was just an EP, but I don't know if there will be any more in this particular album, but 6 songs will be coming out sometime. 4 weeks or so.
Fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So again, I mentioned taking notes while we were listening to you play, and this last one we've got queued up was in all capital letters. This is called North Country. Tell us a little bit about this one, would you please?
Yep. I'm really proud of this one. You know, it's really who I am in a nutshell, I guess. I think these days, and I was talking about this at the show you guys saw me at, these days there's a lot of opinions kind of about, you know, who is country or what makes somebody country, or, and then of course in the music realm, like there's a lot of opinions on what is and what isn't country. And, you know, I was thinking there's not a lot of songs about Michigan. You know, you hear these country songs and it's all Texas or Nashville or Georgia, the southern states. But you know, I'm from the north. I'm from Michigan. I'm still a country person. Still sing country. I still do the country things. So that's what the song is about.
Well, and I love the Michigan touches that are in here. Yeah. You've got a lot of reflection on what we as Michiganders understand and recognize. And it was just, it was cool listening to this and going, yeah, I know that. I know that.
this song, I feel like, I mean, we'll see how it hits when I'm playing it in Virginia, but whenever I play it live, I get a really great response, and I think everybody really appreciates the message.
Without question. This is our Michigan North Country from Tyler Payne.
I ain't got no southern draw. Don't drink beer, no tobacco in my jaw. I was raised on an old dirt road. Raised on country and old rock and roll. I ain't shot no Boone and Crockett. No Copenhagen ring in my back pocket. I used to ride my Huffy to the creek. Swimming in the fish and hole. But that don't mean that I ain't country. I ain't got no John Deere tractor. Ain't got no cows out in the pasture. Still drive the back roads every chance that I can. Put the truck in four wheel to get through the sand.
Absolutely love that tune. North Country from Tyler Payne. And you hit picking morels in the spring. You know, that's Michigan, man.
Knee high by the 4th of July.
Yes,
that's
yes.
One. And exactly. I feel like that would this song would also have like a great line dance to it. I don't know if anybody's like approached you with that. Like, I'm line dancing to this.
Quarter Peeps got a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Tyler, fantastic tune. Thank you for sharing everything that you have with us this evening, and best of luck to you on the new venture there in Virginia.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, please keep in touch with us too, particularly with the release of the new EP. We'd love to hear more about that and see what we could do to get a few of those tunes on as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll definitely send that over to you when it comes out.
Appreciate it, sir. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Coley Williams.
Looking forward to that. That is a wrap on this evening's show. We appreciate, again, Tyler Payne joining us. Tyler, thank you so much.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Folks, if you know more folks like Tyler that you would like us to be talking to, drop us a line. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is where you can get in touch with us. And if you want to know where Quarter Peep and I are out hanging out, listening to Tyler play live and others as well. Our schedule is on the website, and that's vehiclecitysound.com. We appreciate all of your support. Thank you for everything that you guys have done for us. And hey, everybody, do good things.